House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has put together a select committee now to investigate the January 6th insurrection. The committee includes 7 Democrats and also Republican Liz Cheney, who was ousted from House Republican leadership earlier this year, as you probably remember, for refuting former President Trump's unfounded allegations about last year's election. News Nation correspondent Joe Khalil joining us live in D.C. with more on Cheney's response tonight. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Robin. Yeah, this is significant. It's not usual that one party would choose somebody from another party to serve on their committees. We also know that Republican leaders told all of their members, do not accept an invitation from Democrats to be on this January 6th investigative committee. But clearly that did not bother Liz Cheney. Tonight, she says she's proud to be serving on it.
I am very proud to be able to announce the members of that committee this morning.
In perhaps the biggest break with her party to date, Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney accepted the invitation of Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to serve on the committee to investigate the January 6th attack, defying her own party's leadership.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney of the Armed Services Committee has patriotically agreed to serve on the committee.
Cheney did not attend the speaker's press conference with the 7 Democrats chosen for the committee, but in a statement said that she's, quote, honored to have been named to serve, adding, our oath to the Constitution must always be above partisan politics. The committee itself is tasked with finding the root causes of the January 6th attack, in hopes it may prevent anything similar from happening again. Many Republicans have called it another political witch hunt that seeks to condemn Donald Trump.
I don't believe that he should be playing a role in the future of the party.
Cheney's one of only a small minority of Republicans to consistently call out the former president for his role in the riot and for continuing to falsely claim the election was stolen. Her stance prompted her fellow House Republicans to remove her from her leadership post back in May.
It'd be shocking to me to have a Republican to go to a Speaker Pelosi, of all people, to accept a committee assignment.
Republican House Leader Kevin McCarthy stopped short of saying Cheney would be kicked off the Armed Services Committee, but didn't rule it out. He suggested Cheney's loyalty lies with Speaker Pelosi.
It seemed to me, since I didn't hear from her, maybe she's closer to her than us. I don't know.
Now, we know who Democrats have chosen for this committee to investigate January 6th. Republicans now have 5 slots to fill, and we've heard from some Republicans that Leader McCarthy may not fill them at all or may even delay in a form of protest. Today, Speaker Pelosi addressed that and said if that were to happen, Democrats would move forward on this investigation without any Republican help.